Learning Sefer Tehillim. This is Shiur number 64. We are using the Ma'am Loes as our commentary, and we are about to start chapter 119. And this is the longest chapter in Sefer Tehillim. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or for listening to any of our hundreds of Torah Shiurim online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah also be a merit for the memory of Aaron Fuchs and Shimon and Hinda Manila of blessed memory. The entire series of Sefer Tehillim with Ba'am Loewe's commentary has been sponsored by an anonymous family, and that's why you'll be able to learn and or download any of our Shiurim online. You'll be able to learn the entire Ma'am Loewe's online, or you can download it or learn any of our other hundreds of Shiurim available. Again, that's at EnglishTorahTapes.com. Okay, before we start, actually, chapter 119. So, it was composed by David as a prayer to Hashem for success in matters of the Spirit and for completeness in Torah achievement. Out of great love, he arranged the psukim, the verses of this psalm, in an alphabetical order, 8 verses to every letter. The eightfold structure is related to the mitzvah of circumcision that is performed on the 8th day after bris, for this mitzvah was greatly beloved by him, as it says, "I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil." It was also David's intention to strengthen the hand of those who study Torah, having personally endured many tribulations and yet not desisted from Torah study. He wanted to help others persevere and overcome the trials facing them. In the previous psalm it says, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will enter into them, I will give thanks to Hashem. This is the gate of Hashem, the righteous will enter into it." Hence it is followed by the present psalm, which teaches us how one can attain that lofty plane and be reckoned among the righteous. This spiritual state can be attained through the practice of integrity, wholehearted cleaving to the words of Hashem. Men of devout practice recite the present psalm before the mincha service, especially before the mincha service on the Shabbos. In some saintly congregations, every day before mincha, the teachers would come with their younger pupils to the shul and together recite the psalm in a sweet voice. Some give another reason for the eightfold alphabetical order of this psalm. It is that the numerical number 8 is the basis for the number of psukim in the Torah, 8,888 psukim. Alternatively, it pertains to the 8 days of Sukkot, including Shemini Atzeres, which are days of rejoicing. Similarly, one who recites the present psalm will be glad and rejoice while reciting it. A different reason for this eightfold arrangement is that it stresses the excellence of the righteous who walk wholeheartedly with Hashem by keeping the Torah. For the Torah is written with the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and it is arranged in 8 ways. Thus the Torah includes commandments, ordinances, statutes, and testimonies, and each aspect consists of a revealed part and a historic part, for a total of 8 parts. Others say that because David HaMelech died on Shemini Atzeres, the assembly of the 8, this psalm is established as an eightfold sequence of the alphabetical order. Some say that David died on Shavuos, but some say he died on Shemini Atzeres. In Sefer Avodas HaKodesh by the Chidah, it's written, "Let everyone strive to complete every week the eightfold chapter of Sefer Tehillim. This is an auspicious prescription for avoiding all harm and loss." He lists the psukim to be recited on different days together with the different psalms that follow the present psalm. On the first day of the week, the psukim begin with the letters Aleph, Beis, Gimel, plus Psalms 120, 121, and 124. On the second day, the psukim begins with Dalet, Hei, Vav, plus Psalms 122, 123, and 124. On the third day of the week, the psukim begin with Zayin, Ches, Tes, plus Psalms 125, 126, 127. On the fourth day, the psukim begin with Yud, Chof, and Lamed, plus Psalms 128, 129, 130. On the fifth day, the psukim begin with Mem, Nun, Samach, plus Psalms 129, 130, 124. On the sixth day, the psukim begin with Ayin Pei Tzadik plus Psalms 131, 132. And the Shabbos day, the Pesukim begin with Kuf Reishin Tov plus Psalms 133 and 134. Right now we will start with Pesuk 1. Ashrei Semimei Dorech Aholchem Besoros Hashem. Happy are those whose ways integrity, who walk with the Torah of Hashem. Happy are they who walk in the way that brings one to completeness and integrity and not to condemnation. Who walk with the Torah of Hashem and not in the way of spurious imitations of external wisdoms permeated by falsehood. Happy are they whose way is integrity, who at the outset fear Hashem and then walk with the Torah of Hashem. As our sages have taught, anyone whose fear of Hashem precedes his wisdom endures. We find elsewhere that David extols the quality of integrity when he says, I was upright before him and have kept myself from my iniquity, a pasuk that is found in Shmuel Beis. For one who conducts himself with integrity does not sin readily. As David says, when I'm upright before him, when I'm alone with him, and no other human being sees me, I keep myself from my iniquity. Thus he also says, I will walk within my house in the integrity of my heart. Pasuk that was found earlier in Sefer Tehillim. Similarly, Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, the just man walks with his integrity. Happy are his children after him. If his children are happy for his sake, then he is certainly happy. Hashem asked of Avram to be upright, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. Similarly, Moshe said to the Jews, you will be upright with Hashem your God, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. That is, if you are upright, then you are with Hashem your God. Israel is upright, and the Torah is upright. Hence it says here, happy are they whose way is integrity. That is what the Torah says, my dove in the clefts of the rock, says Hashem about the Jewish people. To me they are innocent, upright as a dove, but to the nations of the world they are like cunning snakes. Shlomo HaMelech also says, he who walks with integrity walks surely. Another passage is found in Mishlei. The one who walks with integrity will be informed with the glad tiding that Hashem will make his way successful. But he who perverts his ways will be found out. Generally, whatever has two ways becomes known in the world. When one walks with integrity, Hashem chooses him and his worship. Thus it says, he that walks in the way of integrity, he will minister to me. And it says in Chumash Devarim, you will be upright with Hashem your God. When one walks with an upright heart in all his ways, he merits to dwell in the company of Hashem. As it says, who will sojourn in your tent? Who will dwell upon the mountain of your sanctuary? He that walks uprightly and acts justly and speaks truth in his heart. Similarly, David HaMelech has extolled here those who walk with integrity. What is integrity? A man should utter his words without deceit. He should trade without cheating, and his heart and mouth be the same. If a man says one thing with the mouth and another with the heart, not only is he not called upright, he is a flatterer and a liar. As it says in Mishlei, deceit is in the heart of those who imagine evil. It is of the quality of integrity that a person is charitable towards other people. As it says, charity keeps him that is upright in the way. When one walks with integrity, Hashem helps him do his work and he causes him to become upright in all his ways. As it says, with the merciful you show yourself merciful, with the upright man you show yourself upright. There are men who possess Torah learning but not good deeds, and there are others who are credited with good deeds but are without Torah. Concerning this, the singer says here, happy are they whose way is integrity, who walk with the Torah of Hashem. They join Torah learning to their good deeds. Some note, happy are they whose way is integrity, who walk, the present tense, with the Torah. Even when they have not yet kept all the mitzvahs, already they are happy. For the merciful one, or the Torah, wants a person's heart. As it says, happy is every one who fears Hashem, who walks in his ways. This is a pasuk that's found later on in Sefer Tehillim. Happy are they whose way is integrity. Their integrity is not a result of their temperament, but it is because they walk with the Torah of Hashem. It is not possible to follow the path of integrity unless all one's deeds are for the sake of heaven. There are no ulterior motives. If that is not so, any side interest, be it money or honor, can cause one to leave the path of integrity. The same holds true when one pursues the path of questioning and investigation. Some explain that Pasuk refers to those who are humbled. They alone are complete in their integrity, devoid of all blemish. For whosoever is haughty is called blemish. Integrity must itself be in accordance with Hashem's will. For it is only from the Torah that we know how and when to act with integrity. Thus our Chachamim, our sages, said, commenting on the pasuk found in Chumash Bereishis, that Yaakov was an upright man dwelling in the tents. He ruled his integrity. Who are they whose way is integrity? They are those who walk with the Torah of Hashem. A subtle interpretation says, when does a man know that his way is upright? It is when he keeps Hashem's commandments even while on the road. It is about such people as these that the Torah says, happy are they whose way is integrity, who walk with the Torah of Hashem. They walk with the Torah of Hashem even while out walking. Those who walk with the Torah of Hashem are the ones who walk with integrity. They seek the truth. If they seek the truth, rather than to exalt themselves or to ridicule, then happy are they. Most of the present psalm speaks in the second person singular, and only the first three psukim are in the remote third person form. David pleaded and petitioned in prayer that Hashem favor him with knowledge, understanding, and intelligence. Accordingly, he opened with the first three psukim that convey the conditions for granting these three things. One is Torah study, since an ignorant person cannot have fear of Hashem. The second condition is to depart from evil and do good. And the third condition is to keep perfecting oneself in Torah study daily through constant acquisition of new knowledge. That is the process of walking with the Torah of Hashem. A person will not merit to study Torah except if he empties his heart of the empty pursuits of the world and is convinced that this world is only a way station. Nor is it possible to fulfill the mitzvahs perfectly except by knowing the Torah and the foundations of the commandments. This knowledge should be acquired in one's youth through training oneself in the performance of the mitzvahs. Pasuk 2. Ashrei notzrei edosav b'chol leib yidrishuhu. Happy are they who keep his testimonies, who seek him with a whole heart. Two conditions are required for the proper performance of the mitzvahs. One must actually perform any given mitzvah and do so with the proper conscious intent. One without the other amounts to nothing. Thus the Torah says here, happy are they who keep his testimonies in fact and who seek him with his whole heart. Seek him with the whole heart, our sages have expounded similarly. Drink thirstily their words. One must keep probing in the Torah ever deeper and also exile oneself to a place of Torah study. Happy are they who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. This includes those who actually perform each mitzvah as well as those who are unable to perform the mitzvahs but yearn and seek wholeheartedly to do so. They are also among those who are happy, for their hearts are with God in full integrity. It is further indicated that one whose way is integrity merits to possess wisdom, and he expounds the Torah with the whole heart. It is otherwise for the one who is not of upright heart. Thus the present pasuk in effect explains the previous pasuk, and that only those are happy who seek him with the whole heart. The Medrash says, happy are they who keep his testimonies. If you keep the Torah, then the Torah guards you. Thus it says, love her and she will keep you, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Mishlei. And it says, when you walk, she will lead you. And by the way, for those that are interested, if you are interested in learning entire Mishlei with Amloes, it's available online, or you can ask for CDs or tapes, or you can download it from our website onto MP3 format or an iPod. Pasuk 3. Af lo pa'alu avlo bidrochav halachu. Yes, they do no wrong, they walk in his ways. having said, who walk with the Torah of Hashem, namely they keep the affirmative commandments, the singer now says, yes, they do no wrong, they walk in his ways. Even if they keep the prohibitive commandments by simply desisting from transgression, they are also reckoned among those who walk in his ways. For man's perfection depends on fulfilling both the affirmative and the prohibitive commandments. Our sages teach, if a man remained passive and did not commit transgression, it is considered as if he actually performed the mitzvah. It would seem that this is so only if at the time he thought of performing a mitzvah, but circumstances kept him from doing so. Thus it says, happy are they who keep his testimonies, who seek him with a whole heart, for then, if they do no wrong, they walk in his ways. Those who seek the Torah with a whole heart will merit to do no wrong any time. All their lives they will walk in his ways, for the one who comes to purify himself is helped from on high. Those who simply do no wrong, they keep from committing crimes, also walk in his ways, for no social order is possible without this. But our sages also teach, should one say that it, the Torah, is a matter simply of maintaining peace, hence we are informed that this is Torah law. It has other aspects as well. Some explain that the present pasuk joins up with and explains what was said earlier. Happy are those whose way is integrity. It refers to those who have merited not only to do no wrong, but also to keep the affirmative mitzvahs through actual performance. Thus it says, happy are they who actually walk in his ways. They not only depart from evil, but do good. If, however, they only commit no transgressions and do no wrong, that is not enough. It's also necessary that they actively walk in his ways. Pasuk Dalet. Atosivisa b'kudecha lishmor me'od. You have ordained your commands that we should observe them diligently. The singer now goes on to explain why Hashem has commanded that we fulfill 613 mitzvahs. If, when we simply do no wrong, we also walk in his ways. Why has Hashem commanded that we fulfill the 613 mitzvahs? The answer is, you have ordained your commands that we should observe them diligently. When there are many mitzvahs to keep, there are always occasions for performing any number of them. It is that we should observe them diligently in order to make them part of our souls. Thereafter we will perform them with heart and soul. Then again the Torah says, you have ordained your commands that we should observe them diligently, exactly as commanded, without additions or depletions. As it says in the Torah, you will not add to the word which I command you, neither will you diminish from it, that you may keep the commandments of Hashem your God, which I command you. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Tavor. Another interpretation says, you have ordained your commands that they guard, observe them diligently. In reward for keeping the mitzvahs, we are diligently safeguarded. As it says, for he will appoint his angels for you to keep you in all of your ways. It's also stressed that we must keep even the understandable mitzvahs because they are your commands, not because of our reason. We do not say it is enough for us that the laws of the Torah sustain the order of society, just as every country has its own statutes. Not so, for these are your commands, and that is the reason we should observe them diligently. We must not be content with what reason obliges. The present pasuk continues the previous verse. Yes, they do no wrong, they walk in his ways. Even those who are careful not to commit any of the transgressions or the derivatives are reckoned as actually performing the mitzvahs. The reason is that you have ordained your commands that we should observe them diligently. Accordingly, the added safeguards and protective fences are also mitzvahs. Pasuk 5. Achalei yikonu durochoi lishmor chukechon. My hopes that my ways will be directed to observe your statutes. My hopes, these are my pleas that I place before you, that my ways be directed so I should also observe your statutes, whose reasons elude us. Because the reasons for the statutes are not known, Satan and the other peoples condemn us. But I say, my hopes and pleas are that my ways be directed to observe your statutes as well. The mitzvahs must be made possessions of the soul. Therefore I plead and petition that my ways be directed to observe your statutes. Let none of my mundane affairs beset me. I implore you to protect me from the diversions of the world, so that my heart and being are free to observe your statutes. Let my ways be directed to observe your statutes. Let them not be directed towards satisfying bodily needs or towards any other diversion. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Oz lo evosh bihabiti el kol mitzvasecha. Then I will not be ashamed when I look at all your commandments. If I will observe your statutes, I will also observe your ordinances. As a result, when I open up the Torah and study it closely, I will not be ashamed that I did not keep all your commandments. If I will find a good reason for keeping the statutes and subject myself to their observance, then I will assuredly not be ashamed. I will stand up to the prosecuting angel when I look at all your commandments, for I will behold the reasons for all of them. If I will keep the mitzvahs, then I will not be ashamed when I look at all your commandments. For instance, if someone steals, and then he sees written in the Torah, you shall not steal, pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos, he will be ashamed. Therefore should every man be wary of every evil deed, so as not to be ashamed when he reads the Torah. If my ways be directed to observe your statutes, including those mitzvahs whose reasons we do not understand, then I will be ashamed when I look at all your commandments. If I study closely all the mitzvahs, I will discover that there are other esoteric reasons that I do not understand. I will therefore take care. I will not say that whenever that reason for the mitzvah is eliminated, the mitzvah itself is eliminated. Thus our Chachamim explained the pasuk that's found in the Chumash Bamidbar. This is the statue of the Torah. If there are statutes for which there are no known reasons, as in the case of the red heifer, then the entire Torah is kept. Pasuk Zion, Pasuk 7. Odcha beYosher leivo belamdi mishpatei tzedekecha. I will give thanks to you with an upright heart when I learn your just ordinances. Till here the singer spoke in praise of the Torah. From here on it is in praise of the mitzvahs. I will give thanks to you with an upright heart. Unlike those about whom it says, his mouth speaks and his lips honor him, but their heart is far from him. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Thus we learn from your just ordinances that everything depends on intention. Hence the law of the city of refuge, as found in Chumash Bamidbar, teaches that one who kills deliberately is executed, and one who kills unwittingly is exiled. Because I have trained myself to accept your just ordinances, therefore I give thanks to you both for the good and for the bad with an upright heart. As our sages have said, one is required to recite the blessing also for the bad with gladness. Thus Hillel once heard a voice of loud lament coming from his city, and he said, I am certain that these are not my family lamenting. This is explained to me that he had educated his family to accept everything with gladness and not to shriek. I will give thanks to you with an upright heart, with both my hearts, levavos. For the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination too, will give thanks for your just ordinances. The Torah is an antidote for the evil inclination. And if that villain accosts you, drag him into the house and study. Torah study subdues the evil inclination. Your just ordinances, one who studies Torah comes to know that everyone is equal before the laws and the ordinances, the poor and the wealthy, the weak and the strong, the common people and the great people. They are subject to a single law. This shows how precious is every single Jewish soul in the sight of Hashem. Pasuk Ches, Pasuk 8. Eschukecha eshmor al tazveni ad me'od. I will observe your statutes. Do not forsake me utterly. I will observe your statutes. Therefore do not forsake me utterly. Although everything is in the hand of heaven except fear of heaven, I plead, do not forsake me utterly. Rather, give me some help to dispose my heart towards you. You will help me, for when one comes to be purified, he is helped. Pasuk Tes, Pasuk 9. Bameh yizakeh nar es orcha lishmor kidvarecha. How shall a youth keep his path pure? By observing your word. The singer begins with a question concerning education. How shall a youth keep his path pure? How to educate the youth so that he will keep up his path after he matures? He answers by observing your word. If he will keep the Torah and observe the mitzvahs as you ordered them and you commanded them, he will then utilize this training on his own. for that which a youth does become rooted in him, and he then continues to do the same with ease. Train a youth in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It's a pasuk that's found in Sefer Mishlei. It is otherwise when the person is educated after he has matured. That is what it says, as we find later on Tehillim, we whose sons are as plants grown up in their youth. A young plant can be inclined to any side we may desire. This is not so for the mature plant. The term Yizki connotes to purify and keep lucid, as in the pasuk says in Eicha, her Nazarites were more pure than snow. Thus he says here, how shall the youth keep his path pure? The answer is by observing your word. A man's path cannot be set pure solely through study, but through deeds. Just as a father is duty-bound to teach his son knowledge, so it is his duty to train him to act. Then the son's path will be pure, provided the son begins in his youth. That is what Shlomo HaMelech says. As found, he says this in Mishlei. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure or whether it be right. The youth will be rid of his childishness, and it will be said of him, this is not a child. If that is so, then it will surely be so when he's grown up. The Torah speaks here of his path, orcho, in the sense of a winding pathway. It is difficult to know where one must go on this path simply by following common sense alone. One must study much in order not to stray. Accordingly, it says, how shall a youth keep his path pure? The answer is by observing your word. Through study and observance in one's youth, the path becomes a well-trodden way or road, derech. The grown man can then walk on the road with assurance and reach his destination. Expressed figuratively, he knows the way, when and where to be merciful and charitable, strict or lenient, and so on. How can a youth know whether he will keep his path pure after he will grown up? The answer is by observing your word. If when he is still a raw and ignorant youth, he resolves to keep the mitzvahs, and this becomes so habitual with him that the performance of the commandments even overlaps into his games, he will then assuredly keep his path pure as a grown-up. The Talmud relates that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua once came to a place and saw youngsters playing in the sand. The children formed heaps, which they named Miser, Tithes, and Trumah Misers. They knew at once that Jews lived in that place. The Medrash says, thus are the righteous. By diligence, watchfulness, and investigation, they attain life in the world to come. Accordingly, David says, you make me know the path of life. And Moshe says, make me know your way. The pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. And David also says, teach me your way. It's also written, thus says Hashem, stand on the highways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk upon it. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Behold, the road Avram walked, and see the road Nimrod trod. Which one of them succeeded? See the road walked by Yaakov, and see the road Esav trod. Which one of them succeeded? Say therefore, how shall a youth keep his path pure? By observing your words. It makes a difference whether a man hears a command and obeys, or whether a man hears pleasant things, examines them, and then heeds them. That is what the singer says here. How shall a youth keep his path pure? The answer is by observing your word. That is to say, when he is educated that keeping the mitzvahs is a good thing, he keeps them with greater willingness, for he is inspired to do so deep in his heart. Pasuk 10. B'chol libi derashticho al taskeni mimitzvasecha. With my whole heart have I sought you, O let me not stray from your commandments. With my whole heart have I sought you through prayer. So let me not stray from your commandments. Remove from me the obstacles that can prevent me from observing the commandments. This accords with the teaching of our Chachamim, our sages, that when one comes to be purified, he's helped to remove the obstacles in his way. Having said, happy are they who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart, the singer says about himself, with my whole heart have I sought you. The singer posed the question, how shall a youth keep his path pure? How shall he remove all obstacles from his path? He answered by observing your word. let him observe the commandments, so I have endeavored to observe them. For as the present pasuk makes clear, with my whole heart have I sought you. I did not seek you half-heartedly. My sole concern was for the sake of heaven, and not for my own honor. Therefore I plead, let me not stray from your commandments. Do not let me err in their performance, but help me to understand and to keep them properly. Similarly, Shlomo HaMelech pleaded, give therefore your servant an understanding heart, a pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. The Medrash says the heart of the righteous brings them into the Garden of Eden, and the heart of the wicked casts them down into Gehenna, to hell. Thus the Torah says, behold, my servants will eat, but you will be hungry. Behold, my servants will drink, but you will be thirsty. Behold, my servants will rejoice, but you will be ashamed. Behold, my servants will sing for joy of heart, but you will cry for sorrow of heart, and will howl for vexation of spirit. Pasuk that's found in Yeshayahu. Similarly, David says to Shlomo, and you, Shlomo, my son, know and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. Hashem searches all hearts. A pasuk that's found in Divrei Hayomim 1. With all my heart have I sought you. I long to know the secrets of the Torah and its reasons. Accordingly, I beseech you, let me not stray from your commandments. Let me not be as one who gazes upon what is hidden and is stricken. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not stray from your commandments. It is the way of someone who acts in haste that he will err at times. I beseech you, therefore, let not my immense longing for the Torah cause me to fall into error and stumbling. Pasuk 11. Belibi tzofanti imrosecha leman le'echato loch. Your word have I stored in my heart, so that I would not sin against you. So great was my love for your commandments that I stored them in my heart, so that I would not sin against you by forgetting to observe them. The Torah conveys that forgetting the mitzvah results in their abrogation, as it says in the Chumash Devarim, beware that you do not forget Hashem your God. When I studied your word, I stored in my heart. I also tried to remember the ruling of the halacha, so that I would not sin against you. If I remembered only the arguments of this course, I might come to commit a sin. Our sages have expounded. One pasuk says, your word have I stored in my heart, so that I would not sin against you. But another pasuk says, with my lips have I told you all the ordinances of your mouth. This explanation is that as long as Ira Hayiri, David's teacher, as found in Shmuel Beis, was living, your word I stored in my heart. Once he died, with my lips I told all the ordinances of your mouth. A subtle interpretation says, so long as Ira Hayiri was living, your word I stored in my heart. But when he was no longer living, I proclaimed righteousness, justice in the great assembly. Offhand it would seem that the prohibition to expound the law in the presence of one's teacher pertains only within a distance of 3 parsongs of the teacher's location. Then why did not David place himself at an even greater distance and so expound the law even in his teacher's lifetime? However, our sages have already taught that a man should always dwell in his teacher's vicinity. Thus we find that as long as Shimi ben Geri lived, Shlomo did not wed the daughter of Paro, as found in Melachim Aleph. Accordingly, King David, David Melch, says here, your word have I stored in my heart. So long as Ira Hayiri was alive, I did not place myself far from him, so that I would not sin against you. Another subtle explanation is based on the teaching of the Sefer Haredim, that the mitzvah of circumcision also includes a mitzvah pertaining to the heart. As it says, and you will circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and you. A person should recall, bring up in his heart every day that he is a bounded servant to the king of the world, and he will not rebel against him. That is what David says here. Your word have I stored in my heart. This pertains to the commandment of circumcision. As our Chachamim, our sages, expound concerning the pasuk, I rejoice at your word. We're going to learn this pasuk later on. Hence, I would not sin against you. The singer also speaks about expounding the teachings of the Torah. Although I know many reasons in the Torah, your word have I stored in my heart, so that I would not sin against you. Thus we find the opposite concerning Shlomo. The Torah says that a king must not multiply wives to himself, that his heart not turn away. But Shlomo said, I will multiply yet not turn away. Eventually his foreign wives did turn his heart after their gods, a pasuk that's found in Melachim Aleph. Another interpretation is based on the tradition that the Ari would not speak in the shul, not even words of Torah, lest afterwards he indulge in frivolous talk. Thus the singer says here, your word have I stored in my heart. I did not even speak words of Torah, so that I would not sin against you. A subtle interpretation associates these pasukim with a different matter. Our sages teach, how do we know that when a disciple who sits before his teacher discerns an argument in favor of a poor litigant, he must not keep silent? Because the pasuk says in the Chumash Devarim, do not be afraid before any man. It also says, however, that one who makes a ruling in Torah law in the presence of his teacher is deserving of death. Accordingly, the Torah on the one hand asks, how shall a youth keep his path pure by observing your word? On the other hand, it answers, at times with my whole heart have I sought you, and at times your word have I stored in my heart so that I would not sin. This also teaches that certain of the hidden things of the world should be kept hidden underneath one's garments. David attests, whenever I found something perplexing in any Torah text due to lack of knowledge on my part, I did not utter what could be construed as startling. Rather, your word I stored in my heart. And I entreated the Almighty for help to clarify his secrets, so that I would not sin against you by speaking out. Your word have I stored in my heart. When I was in my mother's womb, you beswore me through an angel. Be righteous and do not be wicked. Your purpose was that I would not sin against you. What is more, you commanded, and you will choose life. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Another interpretation is based on a story about the disciple Rabbi Yannai, who all year round would direct questions to his teacher. During the Yarche Kala period, when the multitudes came to study Torah, he would not ask. He was concerned that due to Rabbi Yannai's immense preoccupation at his time, his teacher would not know the answer. He would thus embarrass Rabbi Yannai. Thus it says, your word have I stored in my heart, so that I would sin against you by shaming my teacher. Pasuk 12. Baruch atah Hashem lamdeinu chukecha. Blessed are you, Hashem, teach me your statutes. Blessed are you, Hashem, you are the source of blessings, influences, and wisdoms. Teach me your statutes, for these statutes are hidden from our intellect, and it is not within our own power to know them completely. Thus, on the one hand, David pleads for an abundant flow from Hashem. On the other hand, he acclaims Hashem as the source of blessing. Our sages infer from here that a blessing must be recited before and after every reading in the Torah. The need for prefatory blessing is conveyed by, blessed are you, Hashem, teach me your statutes. The need for concluding blessing is conveyed by, and this is the blessing by which Moshe, the man of Hashem, blessed, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. After he recited the Hazinu Haim, he recited a bracha. Pasuk 13. Bisfasai siparti kol mishpatei picha. With my lips have I told all the ordinances of your mouth. The singer explains why he pleaded, teach me your statutes, whereas with my lips have I told all the ordinances of your mouth. I spoke of those mitzvahs, the ordinances, whose reasons I knew. Now I ask about the statutes, whose reasons are unknown. At the outset, the singer said, with my whole heart have I sought you. Here he says that he did not remain content with contemplation alone. Rather, with my lips have I told all the ordinances of your mouth. He then goes on to speak of his endeavor to understand as well the inner substance of the mitzvahs. Another interpretation is based on the meaning of sephardi as counting. With my lips have I counted all the ordinances of your mouth. I would count all the words of the Torah and all the mitzvahs to make certain that I missed nothing that required implementation. Although I stored your ordinances in my heart, not to forget them, With my lips have I told all the ordinances of your mouth. Verbal articulation of what one studies is an aid against forgetfulness. Pasuk 14. The derech et vosecha sostib ka'al kol hon. I rejoice in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. Even when I am only in the way towards observing the mitzvahs, I rejoice. I am as one who is on his way to earn a great fortune. This man does not feel the weirdness of the journey. I rejoice and am glad in the observance of your testimonies, like a man who rejoices every time he finds a treasure. I do not rejoice at bodily pleasures, but at having in my possession the treasures of the king. In this world there is no reward for the observance of a mitzvah, since no material reward is equal to the value of any mitzvah, but there is reward in this world for the preparation to perform a mitzvah, the preparations being the tools for the performance of any mitzvah. Thus the singer says here, in the way of your testimonies I have rejoiced. When I study Torah, David says, I despise all wealth and possessions, for I saw Torah as superior to all riches. Similarly, our sages teach, a man has silver, but he has no gold. He has gold, but he has no silver, nor fields, nor vineyards. But in the Torah, there is silver and gold, as it says, the ordinances of Hashem, more to be desired are they than gold and fine gold. There are fields and vineyards, as it says, your offshoots are an orchard of pomegranates and luscious fruits. It's a pasuk that's found in Shir HaShirim. That is to say, it is clear to the student of Torah that he has everything, for the Torah is superior in value to all possessions in the world. Pasuk Tesva, Pasuk 15. Befikudecho asicho v'yabito or chosecho. I will meditate in your mitzvahs and look at your paths. Here, precepts are the conceptions derived from the Torah. I will meditate in your precepts and look at your paths of conduct. Then I will endeavor to walk in your ways. Even as God is merciful, I will endeavor to be merciful. A related reading of the word asicha is I will speak, and the corresponding interpretation says, when I speak the precepts of the Torah, I look at them with the eye of the intellect in order truly to know them. I shall not be as one who prattles with his mouth and his heart is not with him, a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. The Medrash expounds, I will meditate in your precepts. It is possible to be instructed by the Torah in worldly matters as well. For instance, from Noah's Ark we can infer the balanced dimensions of a ship. Pasuk 16, B'chukoisecho eshta'asho lo eshkak devarecho. I will delight in your statutes, I will not forget your word. I do not know the reasons for your statutes, yet is their observance a delight to me. I will not forget your word of admonition, that you shall keep my statutes, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Vayikra. Another reading says, I will occupy myself with your statutes. Similarly it says, at that day shall a man look to his maker, a pasuk that is found in Yeshayahu. Some see the pasuk as expressing a plea. David says, let me delight in your statutes. Let me know the reasons for them, so I will not forget to keep your word. I will delight in your statutes. Similarly, when a king hands over an item for safekeeping, the trustee of that item will be delighted. His joy will keep him from misplacing it. I will delight in your statutes. The mitzvahs are meant to bring a person joy, provided he follows the median path in his observance of the Torah. For her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. A pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Therefore, I will not forget your word in all its wisdom. Usually, when a person is involved in doing something that he does not understand, he derives no pleasure from his task. But I will also delight in your statutes, whose reasons are unknown. I will not forget your word when you said, a statute have I established, and a decree have I decreed. You are not permitted to transgress my decrees. Pasuk 17. Gemol al avdecho echye v'eshmeru dvarecha. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. In these eight psukim, each beginning with the letter Gimel, the singer speaks of the obstacles that confront the devout person who desires to keep the mitzvahs. He asks Hashem to remove these obstructions. It begins with the first obstacle to the attainment of sanctness, namely illness. He pleads, deal bountifully with your servant that I may live. Let me always be in good health so I will keep your word. He asks for life not in order to indulge in pleasures, but in order to keep the mitzvahs whereby the human being achieves perfection in the world to come. The reward is reaped there. Here one works towards the reward. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live. Remove from me the burden of providing for my sustenance, but grant me just enough to sustain me so that I may live without pain and keep your word. The singular form word refers to the Ten Commandments that were divinely spoken as a single utterance. David asked further for the removal of those obstructions that beset him as king. He had to deal with matters of state and engage in wars, so he asked for a long time in order to fully accomplish his purpose. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live. Grant me life that is a bountiful gift, not life that is punishment. Let it be good, upright life that deserves the name life. Sometimes most of one's life is an affliction because it is wasted. For this person, death would have been the better thing. Accordingly, the singer pleads, let mine be the kind of life where I will keep your word. Pasuk 18. Gal einai v'abita niflo'os mitorasecha. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from your Torah. The second obstruction is one's limited grasp of profound matters. Accordingly, David prays, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from your Torah. According to the Medrash, David HaMelech said to Hashem, Master of the world, it is your will that I keep your word. So open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from your Torah. If you will not open my eyes, how shall I know? Although my eyes are open now, I know nothing. Come and see. Although Shmuel was a prophet, he did not know until Hashem revealed it to him. As it says, now Hashem had revealed to Shmuel a day before. We also find the same thing in the case of Daniel. Our sages have expounded further. Everyone is presumed blind until Hashem opens their eyes. For there is outer vision and there is inner vision. To see with the inner eye, it is necessary to remove the partition. That is what David asked for here. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from your Torah. The Torah also says elsewhere in Yeshayahu that they will see eye to eye Hashem returning to Zion. This refers to the eye within the eye. Regarding outer vision, it says, and that you do not follow after your own heart and your own eyes. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. And regarding vision eternal to the eyes, it says, that you may look upon him. Hence the singer says here, open my eyes that I may behold in depth wondrous things from your Torah. This indicates that David HaMelech wanted to possess all 50 gates of understanding, notwithstanding that Moshe acquired only 49 gates. The Mashiach, the son of David, will possess all 50. Pasuk 19. Gera nochi ba'aretz, altastem imeni mitzvosecha, I'm a stranger on the earth, do not hide your commandments from me. The main obstacle to achievement is the brevity of human life, for no man can accomplish enough in a short span to encompass all necessary knowledge in every part of the Torah. Hence, the singer pleads that at least he should understand the practical mitzvah. I am a stranger on the earth, so do not hide your commandments from me, as the Torah indeed says elsewhere, and keep his commandments, for that is the entire man. The pasuk that is found in Kohelis. I am a stranger on the earth, and my days are few, so do not hide your commandments from me. Let them not stay hidden, so that I may implement them. If I fail to keep them now, when shall I keep them? I am a stranger on the earth and do not know the day of my departure. So do not hide your commandments from me. I am like a passing stranger who requires that provisions for the road be at hand in case he must depart suddenly. King David felt that since a man's stay in this world is only temporary, he must equip himself with Torah learning and the observance of mitzvahs. The story is told about a certain province in India where the inhabitants would elect a king to rule over them for 1 year. Once they crowned a fool who was unaware of this time limitation to his reign,
and he built palaces for himself. At the conclusion of his year-long reign, he was separated from all his wealth. He was succeeded to the throne by a sage, who soon found out that his reign would last only 1 year. He then invested much effort to amass a great deal of money, which he deposited in another country. At the end of the year, he had everything, and he rejoiced in both places. I'm a stranger on the earth, a ger. The Midrash says, was then David a stranger? He said, rather, just as one who today becomes a convert is ignorant of Torah, so a man's eyes are open, and yet he may be unable to distinguish between his right hand and his left hand in Torah knowledge. If David, who composed all these songs and psalms, said, I'm a stranger on the earth and know nothing, it is surely true of us that we know nothing. We are here both strangers and settlers like all our forefathers, for our days on earth are a shadow. A pasuk is found in Sefer Iyov. Just as this shadow passes, so the human being passes away. However, our days are like a shadow only when we do not study and apply the Torah. Thus our sages teach, the day is short, the work is abundant, and the workers are lazy. The reward is ample, and the master urges. Accordingly it says, I am a stranger on the earth, do not hide your commandments from me. I ask, open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things from your Torah. Profound secrets are not revealed to those not sufficiently deserving, but I am a stranger here on earth, my soul is carved from on high. Pasuk 20. My soul is consumed with the longing that it has for your ordinances at all times. The fourth obstacle is physical passion, which shatters a man's body. But I break away my soul from passion by reminding her of your ordinances at all times. As our sages have taught, at all times should a man incite the good inclination against the evil inclination. Another interpretation says, I am consumed with the longing to study, but the obstructions prevent me. As a result, my soul is consumed and shattered. Every time I am forced to remain idle from the Torah, my soul shatters from the longing that it has for your ordinances at all times. Even when there is no need for me to study the practical halacha, I study Torah out of passion and with great dedication. The singer thus explains the reason for his deep desire to know the secrets of the Torah. His longing did not stem from the body, but from the soul. My soul is consumed with the longing that it has for your ordinances at all times. Some perceive the present pasuk as a petition. Consume, break away my soul from the external husk that obstructs me from keeping the mitzvahs. Man's physical nature gives rise to a desire for money, for instance, and this can make him commit robbery. But if you will consume, break away my soul from the material, it will be consumed instead with longing for your ordinances at all times. My heart and mind will then be constantly devoted to your ordinances. A subtle interpretation says, whenever my soul was consumed with desire for transgression, my soul shattered this desire. For I would raise my eyes to your ordinances at all times. I would remind myself to whom I will have to account for my deeds in the future. A different interpretation is based on the connotation of Gorsa as the reading of text. The singer says, my soul reads and studies Torah, even when the things I study are not new to me. I do so out of desire and longing. It is similarly reported that the Gaon of Eliyahu from Vilna said, if it were not a mitzvah to know the entire Torah, I would study a single Mishnah all my life. Rava said, let a man study even though he forgets. Let him study even if he does not know what he's saying. For it says, my soul studies the Tava out of desire. It does not say Tachana, to grind it fine. Rashi explains, in my passion for Torah learning, I would break it up, proceeds and analyze it in detail, despite my limited capacity to grind very fine. I was actually incapable of in-depth study. Our sages have similarly expounded the pasuk, Haskas to Shema Yisrael, first has be silent and then Shema hear. That is to say, at first one studies without close penetration, but solely out of a desire to become fluent in the words. For if when studying here in this world one does not understand, is then taught in the world to come. That is not so if one has not studied at all. Torah learning is unlike any worldly commodity, since a person does not usually devote himself to other pursuits all the time. Today, he may devote himself to this field of knowledge and tomorrow to another. Not so the Torah, which it says in Sefer Yeshua, you will meditate in it day and night. Every day and every moment the student perceives new things. Even if he has already studied the matter before, novel insights are revealed to him. That is what the singer says here. My soul is consumed with the longing that it has for your ordinances at all times. The present pasuk is also explained in accordance with Rabbi Yeshayahu's instructions to his sons. If you want to study with your teacher, study first on your own, then enter. Thus it says here, let my soul study by itself, and then let it study with a teacher, your ordinances at all times. Pasuk 21. Go'arto zedim arurim ha-shogim mi-mitzvosecha. You have rebuked the cursed, insolent ones who stray from your commandments. The fifth obstruction is the antagonism of the nations. They believe that they adhere to the commandments of the Torah, when actually they err and distort, so are perpetually cursed. That is what it says here. You have rebuked the accursed, insolent ones who err from your commandments. Some explain the verse as referring to the future rather than to the past. You will curse the accursed, insolent ones who err from your commandments. They willfully distort what they study of the Torah, and so err at keeping the mitzvahs. The insolent ones err. Their insolence causes them to err. Some say they err away from your commandments. There are accursed insolent ones who expound the Torah superficially, contrary to halacha. That is, they bring halachically invalid proofs from their false doctrines. For this reason were the tablets of the law written front and back, to convey that if one comes to be purified to the same inside and out, he is helped. But if one comes to be defiled, he wants to stray away from your commandments, he is abandoned to his choice. Pasuk 22. Gal me olai cherpo vavuz ki edusechon nesorti. Remove from me insults and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. The singer refers to the sixth obstruction, namely those who vilify and abuse Israel. Accordingly, he pleads, remove from me insult and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Why do they vilify and abuse me? It's because I have kept your testimonies. A different interpretation says, remove from me humiliation and reproach. Help me to keep the Torah, so others will not say to me, first remove the beam from between your own eyes, before you tell us to remove the splinter from ours. Only then will I be able to say, I have kept your testimonies. Then again, the singer pleads, remove from me insult and contempt, because I have kept your testimonies. I was not ashamed to do so in the presence of those who ridicule me. Indeed, I ask, let them not accuse me, nor ridicule anyone who adheres to your Torah. May these words of the Torah come true for us, and all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of Hashem, and they will be afraid of you, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Pasuk 23. Gam yoshvu sorim bi nidboru avdecho yosiach b'chukecho. Princesses also sit and talk against me, but your servant speaks in your statutes. Notwithstanding that princesses speak in condemnation of me, your servant speaks in your statutes. I fulfilled your commands like a servant who obeys his master. Some say that the singer refers to the debates against princesses forced upon the Jewish people. Speaking for Israel, he says, although the princesses hold erroneous views, your servant speaks in your statutes. I participate in those debates like a faithful servant who is convinced that his master will not command him to do something without good reason. King David says, when princesses gather to talk about me, they are scornful that a monarch so adept in the skills of battle and the affairs of state would toil devotedly in Torah study. Princesses sit and talk against me, but your servant speaks in your statutes. They talk against me, but contrary to expectations, I do not respond. I ignore them, and instead your servant speaks in your statutes. so firmly establishes my dedication to keeping the mitzvahs, I ignore those who scorn me. I pay no heed even when princesses sit and talk against me. We find a similar expression in the Torah. It says, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moshe. It's found in Chumash Bamidbar. Pasuk 24. Gam edusecho sha'ashu'ai anshe asosi. Your testimonies are also my delight. They are my counselors. Not only do your statutes delight my soul, but your testimonies are also my delight. They provide me with greater pleasure than the pleasure I derive from my favorite counselors. I do not stay content with study alone. I strive to keep the mitzvahs in all my affairs, and so to avoid failure. The mitzvahs are my delight and my counselors. It is the way of kings that people about to entertain them as well as to be surrounded by counselors. King David says, your testimonies are both my delight and my counselors. Thus our sages interpret the following pasuk accordingly. The Torah says regarding a king, and if the Torah shall be with him, and he shall read in it all the days of his life, a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim, that is concerning all affairs of his life and for everything that happens, he will find solutions in the Torah. Pasuk 25. Dafka la'ofer nafshi chayeni kidvarecha. My soul cleaves to the dust. Revive me according to your word. The singer depicts his lowly condition. My soul, myself, cleaves to the dust. So I plead, revive me according to your word. For you said in the Torah, I kill and bring to life. The pasuk is found in the Chumash Devarim. This also refers to the condition of the Jewish people in Golus, in exile. Klal Yisrael declares, my soul cleaves to the dust, revive me according to your word. For you promised eternity to Israel, they will be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. The pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. David also continues to speak here about the obstructions to high spiritual attainment. Because my soul cleaves to the dust, to the body that is dust-like material substance, I plead, revive me according to your word. Give me life as you said. Let us make man in our image and likeness. Grant me as well the faculty of intelligence and imperishable life. Notwithstanding that my soul cleaves to the dust or my material body, revive me according to your word. Thus it says, but you who cleave to Hashem your God are alive, every one of you this day. Enduring life is attained through cleaving to the Torah. The Torah also conveys a defense of man. He sins because he has been formed from the dust. My soul cleaves to the dust. Thus you said, the inclination of a man's heart is evil from his youth. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Bereishis. Therefore revive me. You must help me overcome the inclination of my heart. Since according to your word, the heart of man is evil from his youth. According to another interpretation, David prays, although the soul is joined to the body, revive me according to your word. Let my life be a life of the Spirit and serving Hashem in accordance with your word in the Torah. Choose life. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Just as dust is trodden upon by everyone, yet provides nourishment for everyone, so must the king conduct himself. Notwithstanding that everyone is sustained by him, yet should he practice humility, he will be rewarded with many years of reign, for the word of Hashem is perpetuated. Thus the singer says here, my soul cleaves to the dust, revive me according to your word. Pasuk 26. Derochai siparti vineni vetaneni lamdeni chukecha. I have told my ways and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. David says to Hashem, I have told my ways and you answered me. Whenever I had to travel anywhere at all, I would tell you and ask for your counsel. As it says, and David inquired of Hashem. Pasuk is found in Shemuel Aleph. Any number of times I inquired of you, and you answered me in Keilah and in Ziglag. Therefore I plead now, teach me your statutes. Answer this present plea of mine as well. Grant me an understanding heart truly to grasp your statutes. Another reading of Siparti says, I have counted. The singer says, I have counted my many responsibilities, having to provide for my needs and the needs of my family, and so I am incapable of devoting myself to study. Answer me therefore by providing for all my needs. and teach me your statutes. Instruct me how to acquire knowledge of your statutes for your help, not through my effort and toil. I have counted my ways, and you answered me. Whenever I reminded myself of your 13 attributes, I would examine myself and count my ways. I would ask whether I had conducted myself in accordance with those attributes. A covenant is established regarding the 13 attributes, that when one emulates them, one's prayers never come back empty-handed. Since you answered me, it means that I have followed in your ways. Therefore, teach me your statutes. If my ways have been proper, I will surely be refined through observance of your statutes. The singer said earlier, princesses also sit and talk against me, but your servant speaks in your statutes. Lest this proclamation be itself cause enough for them to accuse me of pride, I said to them, my soul cleaves to the dust. I did not make that declaration boastfully. Indeed, a number of times I've told my ways. I poured out entreaty before Hashem that he helped me vanquish the evil impulse, and he answered me, so I am not at all deserving of personal praise. I've told of my ways, I asked for physical things, and you answered me. If you have thus responded to the physical needs of my body, then surely you will teach me your statutes, which are food for the soul. Pasuk 27. Derech pikudecho havineni ve'asicho b'niflozecha. Make me understand the way of your commands, that I may talk of your wondrous works. David pleads for understanding of the way of your commands, so that I may talk of your wondrous works. When I will understand, my conversation will then be about the mitzvahs. Medrash says, make me understand the way of your commands. What does make me understand here mean? David said to Hashem, do not say to me, here they are all before you. Look well into them on your own, for if you do not make me understand, I know nothing. Pasuk 28. My soul melts away in grief. Sustain me according to your word. My soul dissolves in tears and melts away in grief and anguish due to my illness and pain. So I implore you to sustain me according to your word. For as you said, I wound and I heal. It's a pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. Some say that David asked to be granted the kingship that Hashem promised him at the hand of the prophet Shmuel. My soul melts away in grief and all my many troubles. Sustain me in my kingship according to your word. The singer speaks appropriately of the soul melting away, for that is how the soul departs from the body. As our sages teach, today a hand breath, tomorrow a hand breath, until it makes the effort and departs. Similarly, the Medrash says, my soul melts away in grief as a result of the calamities that beset me. There is no year without some calamity, no month without an evil tiding, no day without some trouble. Every moment, evil tidings follows evil tidings. So sustain me according to your word. What is your word? It is what Moshe said in Chumash Devarim. Hashem will establish you a holy people to himself. The word dolpha connotes a trickling flow, a leak drop by drop. A corresponding interpretation says the dove refers to his troubles as coming upon him one after another, drip by drip without interruption. Unable to bear this constant flow of afflictions, he pleads for help. Throughout his entire life, David never had a good dream. As our sages declare concerning this matter, his melancholy helped him endure. That is what it says here. My soul melts away in grief, so sustain me according to your word. Pasuk 29. Remove from me the way of falsehood, and favor me with the grace of your Torah. A person cannot have knowledge of the Torah so long as he cleaves to the way of falsehood. He wastes his time in futile activities. Accordingly, the singer entreats, remove from me the way of falsehood, and favor me with the grace of your Torah. Remove from me the way of falsehood, the empty pursuits of this world, so that I may conduct myself according to the way of the Torah. Let me eat bread with salt, drink water from the cup, and may you favor me with the grace of your Torah. Then I will merit to possess the Torah and become refined through her. David pleads further that Hashem remove from me the way of falsehood. Liberate me from the path of arrogance and deception, and favor me with the grace of your Torah. Let my study be solely for the sake of attaining Torah truth. A man will toil in the study of Torah and come to realize that his earlier views were mistaken. That is his way to possession of truth. But David asks for immediate knowledge of the truth. Remove from me the way of falsehood and favor me with the grace of Torah, truth at once. Pasuk 30. Derech hamuna b'charti mishpatecha shivisi. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Your ordinances have I set before me. In matters of belief and opinion, David did not choose the path of the philosophers. Rather, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Your ordinances have I set before me. I have set the words of your Torah before my eyes and believed in reward and punishment. A different interpretation is based on the reading of Shivisi, as I have equated. David Amel says, regarding the commandments between man and man, your ordinances have I equated. I saw everyone as equal, the small and the great, the rich and the impoverished. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I myself chose freely what to believe, but your ordinances have I equated. I set them all equal. One is not to say that some mitzvahs are reasonable and others are puzzling. They are all commands of Hashem. I asked you to remove from me the way of falsehood, for I had already chosen the way of faithfulness. One who comes to be purified is helped. I ask that you favor me with the grace of your Torah, because previously I had already come to value your ordinances. It is thus fitting that deliverance be granted me and that you favor me with grace through the Torah. We find a similar sense of Shivisi regarding the Torah, and for all the things you desire are not to be compared with her. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Mishlei. A related interpretation says, I have chosen the way of simple faith to accept everything with love. Your ordinances, your decrees, both for good and for better, I have set equal in my eyes to accept them with love equally. Some explain the present pasuk in accordance with the well-known story about the man who came to a sage asking for a way to repent. The sage said to him, accept upon yourself to speak only the truth. Then you will find yourself keeping away from whatever transgression comes your way. For you will realize that later you will not be able to deny having committed that transgression. That is what the singer says here. I have chosen the way of faithfulness, truth. Your ordinances have I set before me. Your ordinances have I set equal. When I passed judgment in accordance with Torah law, a ruling concerning a penny was as important to me as a ruling concerning 100 dinars. The ordinances are mitzvahs acknowledged by reason, but David proclaims that he chose the superior way of adhering to the ordinances, not by reason and inquiry, but out of faith. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Your ordinances have I set before me. Similarly, he said, the fear of Hashem is the beginning of wisdom. And Shlomo Melch said, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear Hashem and depart from evil. A pasuk that's found in Mishlei. I kept your ordinances just as I kept your statutes, for which no reasons are known. Thus David goes on to say, teach me good reasoning and knowledge, for I have believed in your commandments. To what can this be compared? Compare it to the case of 3 men who suffered from the same illness, and the doctor prescribed the same medicine for each of them. The first man asked no questions, took the medication, and was cured. The second man investigated the nature of the medicine, decided that it was not proper medication for his illness, and threw it away. He died. The third man said, I can, of course, investigate the medicine, but I rely on the expertise of the doctor, for I know that he is more knowledgeable and more expert than I. This man came to no harm as a result of his contemplation. That is the measure of the wise man. He is not harmed because he places his faith ahead of his investigation. That is what the singer says, my hope that my ways be directed to observe your statutes. Those mitzvahs whose reasons are not grasped, then I will not be ashamed when I look at all your commandments. I will not feel embarrassed when I inquire into the reasons for the reasonable mitzvahs. Thus our sages have declared, the one who wants to become devout, let him observe the words of the fathers. Let him implement what he has received from his fathers and do so without prior investigation. Pasuk 31. Devakti be'edvosecha Hashem al tivisheni. I cleave to your testimonies, O Hashem. Do not put me to shame, because I always cleave to your testimonies. For this reason, O Hashem, do not put me to shame on their account. Do not leave me without understanding them, and without penetrating to their substance. Then again, David asks that when presented with an opportunity to perform a mitzvah, should in fact perform it. For if he fails to perform it, that will be shameful to him. As our sages have taught, if rains come down on the first night of Sukkot, and one is thus prevented from fulfilling the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkot, this can be compared to a servant whose master poured a container of water in his face. That is what it says here, I cleave to your testimonies, O Hashem, so do not put me to shame. Pasuk 32, Derech mitzvasecho orutz ki sarchiv libi, I will run the way or pursue your commandments, for you thus enlarge my heart, broaden my understanding. If you will grant me the breadth of mind and heart to understand everything, then I will pursue your commandments, for you thus broaden my understanding. Figuratively, the singer says, although running usually constructs the heart, here the opposite will happen. I will run the way of your commandments, for you thus enlarge my heart. If you will not shame me, I will run the way of your commandments, for you thus enlarge my heart. But if one is heavy with fear, his legs do not obey him. We've learned in Pirkei Avos that Ben Azai says, run to perform a slight mitzvah and flee from committing a transgression. For one mitzvah draws another mitzvah after it, and a transgression drags another transgression after it. The reward for a mitzvah is the mitzvah, and the reward for a transgression is the transgression. A person should at all times consider that the particular mitzvah he has occasion to perform is as if running away from him. The Yetzer Hara, the evil impulse, hastens it away. He must constantly chase after it, as otherwise he will not reach it. Thus David learned from Achitophel. In the house of Hashem, we walked with the throng. He learned, this is the passage we learned earlier in Sefer Tehillim. He learned from him to run to the house of prayer, to the house of study. In another interpretation, the way itself enlarges my heart, broadens my understanding. The way of the commandments refers to the explicit and clearly understood aspects of the mitzvah, even if their details are unknown to us. Those lucid aspects require faith, lead to character improvement, and make us fulfill our obligations towards others. At times, it happens that our hearts are constricted by the enemies of the soul that attack it, such as lust, anger, and envy. But the way of the mitzvahs enlarges my heart away from all of its troubles, and my soul then overcomes all its adversaries. According to others, David says, I will run even when you thus enlarge my heart. That is the difference between the Jewish people and the nations of the world. When they enjoy well-being, they each retire to their vineyards and olive trees. But the people of Israel turned their hearts to serving Hashem. Pasuk 33, Horeini Hashem derech hukecho ve'esrenu ekev. Teach me, O Hashem, the way of your statutes, and I will observe, guard it step by step. Teach me, O Hashem, the way that leads to knowledge of your statutes, and I will observe it step by step. A man will adhere to something he understands, more so than to something he does not understand. The term ekev, literally a heel, denotes an end point. A corresponding interpretation thus says, I will observe it because of what follows in the end, Akev. I will observe the mitzvahs for the reward this brings. A similar interpretation says, I will observe it to the end of my life. Alternatively, I will observe it to the utmost. I will observe it for itself. The reward for keeping the mitzvahs will be in the very keeping of the mitzvahs. As our sages have taught, the reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah. Let us note how many times David asks for instruction and guidance from Hashem. What then should we do? We who in comparison are as mere moth on the wall, we who commit a transgression and think that we have performed the mitzvah, was there anyone greater than Rabbi Akiva? Yet it is related how on one occasion, performing what he thought was an act of piety, he brought to burial an abandoned corpse. At the end he was informed, however, that he had acted wrongly by not burying the body in its proper location. Therefore should a man plead at all times for God's mercy. The Almighty should instruct him in the way to serve him with integrity. The Midrash says, "Teach me, O Hashem, the way of your statutes." What is teach me? David said to Hashem, "Do not tell me, here are the statutes before you. Study them by yourself. Rather, you teach me. What is the way? You make a way for me."